All right, Ruthann, got a question for you.
What?
Prisons.
The big house.
Yes, the big house. that's right. It's where the river leads to. They say he's up a creek or up the river. But yeah, now, the big house, prisons. Right now, I've been reading, and I was a little surprised to see that you can get your Class A CDL in prison. It's not just the license plate program anymore. You can actually be in prison and obtain a Class A CDL. I was a little bit surprised at that. I don't know. Do they have tractor trailers there? I mean, they would have to have everything for the testing, but you can actually get your CDL up the river.
Do you know when that started?
When they actually started the programs?
Yeah.
No, do you?
Well, I noticed here that it says in Ohio.
So as I whipped it up, Ruthann's sitting here with a little computer, you Google. Did you Google or Yahoo it?
I Google.
You Google. Okay. I've never...
I'm a Googler.
I'm not... Right. Well, listen, this is the truth. I never Yahoo.
Yahoo.
Right. Do you remember that commercial?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, that went out fast. But no, seriously, like the one time, the Yahoo. Yeah, I think Yahoo's kind of like the outlaw of the search engines because I think Google's gotten so big. Yahoo, every now and then, will try to attach itself in my computer. And like, I've had my computer turn to Yahoo already. Somehow they put out these little sneaky things where if you click on it, you're agreeing to have your search engine. That's how stupid is that?
Yeah.
That's why I Google, because I don't go with the desperate search engine. So anyways.
Yeah, I'm not a Yahooer.
You're not a Yahooer. And there's what's the other one? Bing? I am not a bada Bing guy. But anyways, so check it out. So you Googled right away, which is so convenient. Yeah. You know, it's like when I'm going down the road, if I need something, I just go, hey, Siri. So anyways, what did you Google? You Googled something for this prison program.
Well, I wanted to know when it started. I wanted to know when it was offered the first time. And it said here that in July of 2012... Two Ohio inmates got their...
You mean Ohio prisons or Ohio inmates?
Two Ohio inmates got their CDL in prison.
Yeah. So, I mean, I got like these two little short articles to read, okay? And anyways, I'm not Googling. I'm actually flipping through pages here on my computer. And this actually came from Trucker's Report. I don't even know when they did this. All I know is I Googled it and found this. And it's actually titled, Cons Get CDLs as Part of a Prison Program.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, and here, ironically, it's Ohio. Are you on the same article?
No, I'm not. But I see that article before, you know, I have it.
So it says, a prison in Ohio has worked out a peculiar deal with a local trucking company. So... Before we go there, what's funny is everybody knows the shortage of truckers. What's funny is everybody acts like this shortage of truckers is crazy right now. It's always been crazy ever since I've known. But we now have a trucking company that's purposely fishing. They got their pole not only in every pond out there in the newspapers, but now they're fishing the prisons. And look, before we go any further, I'm not knocking prisoners. I'm not. I mean, you know, we all have many people that are good people that have done time. Heck, there's apostles that were in prison in the Bible. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're going to knock anybody, you'd pretty much be judging somebody you don't know anything about. So I'm not here to judge those people, but I find it peculiar that these... you have a trucking company or maybe more now probably catching on to the same idea that said, hey, let's just go fishing at the local prisons. And I don't know, maybe do they have a stipulation on different things? But I would say most of these guys that are actually in long enough, it's probably a felony. And most trucking companies, they don't even take felonies unless they're like 5 to 7 years old. So with that being said, I want to read the rest of this. It says, the prison in Ohio worked out a deal with a local trucking company as part of their inmate rehabilitation program. The Rich Land Correctional Institution offers a commercial driver's license program through which currently incarcerated inmates can earn their Class A CDL. So I was thinking this also. You know, when you're reading this stuff, many things go through your mind. What if you're a guy that can't afford a CDL and, you know, you're 21, 22, and you're thinking, well, you know, I don't want to drive for those really big, giant companies because that's one of my only free ways of getting a CDL. Mm-hmm. So how about I just knock off a liquor store and get caught or something? Huh? What do you... Right? Why don't I go mug somebody carjack? You know, just let me go in. Let me just get in prison. What do they call it? Three hots and a cot. I'll go to prison, and I'll get my schooling there, hands on training. Huh? What do you think?
I just take up images of, you know, like you'll see or hear stories about.
Hey, I ain't here for life or anything like that. I'm just here for the CDL. I'm just here to get my CDL. That's the only reason I got here. I come here on purpose.
I want to be a truck driver.
I come here to become a trucker, and I figured I'd go this route. But anyways, okay, going back to series. So it says, upon completion of their written exam, participants take part in a 4-week training program offered by Trainco, a local CDL school. Once they're released from prison, they can choose to sign on with PINI Motor Express as full-time trainees. During their time as trainees, they do short hauls and stay at a local halfway house. Eventually they move on to longer OTR trips. And then stay with the company and seek employment elsewhere. I can't even talk. So check this out. Just that little paragraph alone says a lot. Mm-hmm. It says, during their time as trainees, they do short hauls and they stay at a halfway house. Well, I guess they are doing short hauls because most of those guys are on parole when they get out.
They can't go far.
They can't go far. You can't leave the state. You got to be checking in with your parole officer at least, what is it, once or twice a week, depending on the crime. I mean, I don't even know. But we make fun of everybody on this show. So if you're a prisoner and you got a felony, it's your time to be made fun of here today. But anyways, it's obvious they're... You know, that's why they're doing a short haul. And it says eventually they move on to longer trips. Well, I would say that's when your parole is probably over. You get to go on longer trips. What do you think?
Well, and the article that I read was the same exact company. It was PINI.
Yeah, I've heard of them before, too.
It's a family-owned flatbed company.
What a reputation to get. And look, guys, again, if you're a felon... Or you got Mr. Everybody has skeletons in their closet. You know, there's many people that have done the same crimes and never got caught. I'm kind of giving them a little defense here. You know what I mean? I have no judgment on your crimes. I have no judgment on, you know, what you should be able to do. In fact, I 100% believe you should be able to obtain good work when you get out of prison if you work hard like anybody else. I will say this. I don't believe, this is just my opinion, I'm actually gonna kind of stick up for felons right now for a second. What I don't believe is, if somebody's been punished, Ruthann, and they've gone through the penal system, and they've done their time, mm-hmm. why should anybody repunish them by not hiring them? Now, I will tell you, there is certain crimes, okay, where... trucking companies and anybody that's hiring anybody, whether you're a felon or you're not a felon, everybody has to ask the question when they hire somebody these days is, how defendable in court is this person? So I'll give you an example. You have a felony and you come and apply with me. And let's say your felony is white collar. Let's say you, I don't know, embezzled a few bucks. I don't know that there's a whole lot, you know, when it comes to the question, how defendable in court are you? Yeah, there are things that you can do to steal and blah, blah, blah. But if you were let's say a pedophile, right? And I hired you as a trucker, if you go out of state, especially out of state, because when you cross state lines, it now becomes a major felony, and you molest or you do something to a child mm-hmm. in my truck, Now we get to go to court, and the prosecutor, what he really wants me to bring to court with me is my checkbook, because he's got me at negligent hiring right there. I knew you were a pervert, Ruthann, and I hired you, and you went and you committed crimes.
Right.
And guess what? I'm the guy now, because I wanted to hire you and take a chance on you. I'm the guy that's going to get beat up. So I do see that part of certain felonies, you know, and again, like I said, you know, you come out of prison, you've done your time, and you actually get repunished by anybody, whether it's a trucking company or, you know, a Burger King, whatever the hell you're working at, right? If they look at your record and they go, oh, we're not taking a felon because of, you know, until 7 years go by. Are you not being repunished by somebody? That's a punishment, because somebody's not hiring you because of what you've done. Now, and you've done your time. You paid your penalty. But go back to the, see, it's such a weird line we walk on. Go back to trying to hire somebody like a pedophile. Or, hey, how about somebody that is a drug dealer that's got caught, you know, transporting drugs in their vehicle? Does a tractor-trailer company want to hire that person? A lot of them are going to say no. There's a lot of pet peeves, different people. How about crimes of violence? You know, you get a guy that he's, or gal, there's been violent women, that, you know, they've gone to prison more than once for a violent crime. Guess what? Nobody wants to hire them. Now, they did their time. Is it right to say no to them, or should you be able to, should you have to hire them?
Well, I think it also depends. It depends if you're a repetitive, you know, you know, 1, 2, 3 strikes you're out type of thing. And what age were you? Were you stupid and young? Where, oh yeah, I was 18, 19 years old and I got a felony because, you know, I had some dope in my car or whatever the case might be. And now I'm 27 and I kind of really do know better by now because I've gotten through that stupid stage. Or
that was just a roach clip holding up my necklace, officer. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Just,
you know, but truthfully, it depends, really. I think you should weigh all those options.
Oh, and I agree. And they do weigh
if
those.
You're a 40-year-old person and you end up getting a felony for something, you know, look at all the circumstances. Don't just judge the person right away. And, you know, also the crime. You know, when you look at the crime, a lot of times, you know, okay, yeah, you should have really known better at that age than to do something that stupid. Or, you know, that's where you really need to take more than one thing into consideration. You don't want to judge someone right away. And if they did do the crime and they did pay their penalties, you know, like you said, don't keep judging them over and over if they have done everything that they should have done and they were doing good things in this, right, in the same time, you know.
Well, look, I got a question for you. All right. So you're the trucking company.
Mm-hmm.
See, my question also would be, it can actually, this can go for you and PINI, that because they're the ones named in this article. Where do you draw your line? Like when you go down to the local prison and you go, okay, we're looking for a couple truckers. You guys can make some truckers so we can fill some trucks, but we don't want this crime. We don't want this type of person. You know what I mean? So now they in prison, they announce, okay, we got a Class A CDL program going on, but you cannot participate. The rest of you can. I mean, where do you draw the line at, hey, look, we're wanting drivers, but we can't take certain crimes? Would that not be what's going on there? I mean, I'm just curious.
Well, in another article
What about Ruthann Trucking? At Ruthann
Trucking,
would you do?
I would definitely have, you know, like I would have a grade system, you know. Certain crimes, I would say, okay, well, yeah, they could be, you know, recent in a sense to where, okay, you did your time. You know, you're stupid. You got a specific conviction, but I'm not going to worry about that because that really has nothing to do with freight and your dependability on that.
You know, I worked with many trucking companies, Ruthann, over the years, and that one thing you said was, how old were you when it happened? And a lot of them used to ask me, well, how old is the guy that you're defending here, Troy? You know, was he, like you said, was he a 21-year-old guy? And then every now and then you'd get a guy that was like 50 and he had committed all his crimes from 30 to 50. And they would be like, no, this guy isn't learning his lesson. So you're right. Is a lot of what kind of a history does he have? Also, right. They look at that a lot.
You look at everything. You know, first of all, if the kid was a really good person through, you know, their adult, you know, like maybe 18 to 25, they're really hardworking or whatever the case might be, you know, they have no history. And then for whatever reason, 25, 26 years old, they did something really stupid. And it might have just been the people that they were around and they didn't want to, you know, peer pressure, so whatever the case might be.
Yeah.
You know, look at what it is.
So you're saying, like, what if there's certain guys you wouldn't hire for certain jobs? Like, let's, for example, you got some guy that, you know, is in prison for weed and coke and all kind of drugs. You wouldn't have him picking up in Colorado or Washington, you know, like where we might be hauling, you know, 53-foot trailer loads of medical marijuana. That guy, we wouldn't hire him for that, would we?
Well, is that, did he do that? I mean,
what does it matter if he's a weed smoker?
Because if he was in the past.
You always think so different than I do.
I do. That's all right, yin, I'm yang. I'm the smart one.
But
here's the thing. If he smoked dope when he was 20 years old and he's 35 now and he hasn't had anything in years, there is hair follicle test that you could do to prove that. Okay. You're a convicted felon. Back.
All right, we're hiring you for Highland Express.
Yeah. Got it.
Okay.
I got it, honey.
But anyways, we'll do a hair follicle. So
there's things that you can do. You don't want to give someone that steals your checkbook.
We're not gonna let him haul money.
No. Well,
All right. So I'm just saying. Right?
I'm gonna be one of these felons that are an abuser in a minute. Yeah. No, you don't want to do certain things. Yes, you want to watch how you do it. And if the person's true about wanting the job, you know, you look at when it happened. You look at what happened. You sincere, you know, you give them restrictions, you know, just like anything else. There's a probation period. You check everything out, you know.
Yeah. So, listen, I want to finish this article just so, you know, again, man, I'm not judging anybody. I was just very surprised that, okay, everybody's getting desperate for drivers, supposedly, and so now I'll find an avenue nobody's using. I'll get the prisoners. And you know what's funny is I will guarantee you that since PI and I started this, I will guarantee you that there's other trucking companies that went, that's not a bad idea.
Oh,
so you found them too. Yeah. Well, let me finish this article. According to Joseph Carolla,
yeah,
the president of the carrier, the drivers aren't bad people. By offering them steady employment, he hopes that they won't need to go back to whatever landed them in the prison in the first place. Some of them have made bad decisions, he said in an interview with the Norwalk Reflector. People deserve a second chance. None of us are perfect. None of us have done anything right. Or none of us have done everything right. Yeah. So, I mean, I agree with him there. Not everybody's bad. And I would imagine that probably goes through their extensive background on checking these guys out. He says everybody deserves a second chance. If you got the guy that's on his 50th chance, that's probably a guy that's not getting a job with these guys. While hiring convicted criminals may not be the most conventional way to find new drivers, PI&I is happy to find reliable drivers anywhere they can. The demand for skilled truck drivers is going up and up, Carolla says. We have 40 trucks without drivers that we could fill, and there's business there to do it. Okay, cool. So, you know, good for those guys. Again, man, you know, whatever works. Go ahead, Ruthin, you had something there.
Oh, it's just there's also some in Texas, and the way it looks like J.B. Hunt's one of the companies also that will hire a felon, it looks like, from this training program that they have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so J.B.'s doing it, PI&I's doing it. And it is what it is. So, Ruthin, do you have, and again, I this was really not a whole lot to talk about. It doesn't surprise me. Like any other avenue, JB's doing it, PI&I's doing it. And I have seen over the last couple of years, a lot of trucking companies have loosened their belt on felonies itself and certain crimes. So with that being said, in fact, I've seen a lot of trucking companies are loosening their belt on driving records, Ruthin, where maybe a driver has a 15 to 20 over in the last 3 years when most of them wouldn't hire those for a long time. Now they're looking at everything they can as far as trying to get drivers for their company. So I don't blame PI&I, and I don't blame JB, and I don't blame anybody for going to wherever they had to go to find, you know, workers for their company. And again, I'm all for, you know, a second and even a third chance. You know, there's, I can't say that I haven't messed up a million times in my life. I got one question for you. Would I be able to drive for Ruth Ann Trucking, or? See, you have to think about that one, don't you? Would I have to go through a background check?
But what's your crime?
I didn't say I had a crime. I just
you just want to know.
Well, to come work for you. All right.
Let's wrap. We'll see how you do your test drive.
Let's wrap this thing up. You got any advice for drivers in prison or companies that are looking for drivers in prison? You got any advice for today's topic?
Well, I mean, if you are seriously about wanting to become
a trucker,
look at what, you know, look.
You can get a free CDL in prison.
Look at what the facts are, though, but look and see what is acceptable and what's not acceptable and where you can get it. But it looks like from what I'm seeing so far, there is quite a few, like Transcore America is another company. There's a couple of them here that are ones that offer this program. So, and it's state funded. So, you know.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, my advice is, you know, pretty much what I've been saying. If you're looking to be a trucker, and does Talk CDL get in prisons? I wonder if they actually have the internet in there, if they listen to Talk CDL. I would say this. If you're already in prison and you can hear us and you're looking to get a CDL, trucking is a great career. If it's something that you want to be, it's living the cowboy life. I would tell you trucking companies out there that I'm sure, you know, there's a grading system to use if you're looking to get some drivers out of your local prison that are wanting to be serious about working for you. There's opportunity maybe you never even thought of ever. For you guys that haven't gone to prison yet and are planning on it to get your CDL.
Don't listen to Troy.
Well, you never know, man. I would tell you. Yeah,
I think there's, you know, you can go to another company that you don't have to go to prison for.
I mean, there are companies out there, guys, that you
can
get your CDL through.
Even if you go to prison and get your CDL.
Right, if you're planning it.
If it's because you're...
You better make sure you do a crime, though, that you can get out. You know what I mean? Don't go killing somebody. You can get your CDL. You're never going to be able to use it.
No.
I'm just saying, you know, if you might want to look up all the felonies, which one will get you out in a year, you know what I mean, or whatever. What's the training program? They said 4 weeks. What crime can I commit to get in prison for like 4 weeks and get my CDL? I'm just saying, you might want to look that stuff up if you're planning on getting it there.
I know this.
What?
It would be really, really silly.
Yeah.
To commit the crime to get your CDL to get it for free.
Yeah. And
because, you know, you can go to a company and either way, you're still going to have to lock into a contract.
Hey, listen. If you do go to prison for your CDL, do not say, I got this idea from Talk CDL.
Do not mention Ruth Ann's name in it at all.
Don't do it. Honestly, it's just crazy. All right, we're out of here. Peace.
Peace.
Praise the Lord.